Today's daf is Brachos daf Nun Aleph Amud daf Nun Aleph. So in daf Nun Aleph Amud Aleph, so the Gemara discusses 10 different things that are said when it comes to a kosher bracha. Required when you have a kos, the cup that you use either to bench or to make kiddush, so you're required to do a whole bunch of things. So one of the first things are Ta'on Hadacha Ushtifa. For example, it needs to be, you need to clean the kos. You need to rinse it both inside and also wash on the outside. It should be noted that the Shulchan Aruch writes, "Im hu naki ve'ein bo shiurei kosos ein tzarech." If it's already clean and there's no crumbs or anything, then you technically don't need to wash it. However, the Mishnah Berurah writes, "V'tov la'diach afilu kishein bo shiurei pas." He said it's still appropriate to wash it out a little bit, even when there are no crumbs, unless it's like, you know, sparkling, I guess, clean and shiny. So I'd say some people, you know, before they make kiddush, so they'll rinse the kos, even if perhaps they washed it, probably, I assume, since the last time they used it. There are many different conditions here. The Shulchan Aruch adds another interesting halacha regarding the kos shel bracha. He writes in Seif Gimel, Tzarech lachzer achar kos shalem. You should try lechatchila to find a kos that is complete. That's not broken. That doesn't have, that doesn't have any holes in it. And in the context of this discussion, so the achronim and the poskim discuss, what about a kos chad pamit? Are you allowed to make kiddush? Or are you allowed to kosher bracha with a disposable cup? So, is that considered chashuv enough? Important enough? Or do we say that's not considered chashuv, and therefore you really shouldn't make kiddush on it? You should use it for kosher bracha. So Rav Moshe Feitzin, Or HaChaim, Chelek Gimel, Siman Lamites, he says you really should not use a disposable cup for a kosher bracha, because if you're going to throw it out after using it, it doesn't have enough chashivos, and that would violate this concept of a kosher shalem, because shalem has to have some chashivos. If you have no other cup, so then you could be lenient, he writes. And the Minchas Yitzchak writes, you should be strict, but again, if you have no other cup, you could be lenient as well. So you have a whole bunch of poskim who say that lechatchila, we should try to avoid using a disposable cup for kiddush, for any other kosher bracha, but if you're in a pinch and you have no other kos, so then you would be allowed to use a disposable cup. But it should be noted that there are some poskim who say, even lechatchila, it's fine, of Scheinberg writes, that there's no invalidation when it comes to a disposable cup, because it's he says that it's still, that there's never any mention, really. He says that these koses are used for even chashuv people use it for sudos chashuvos, for important meals. If Shlomo Zalman Orbach says that, so again you have different opinions. Again, it's probably best to be strict. Like there are many poskim who say that you shouldn't use it. So if you can, you should try to use a non-disposable cup for kiddush. However, if you're in a pinch, you should know that some poskim say lechatchila you can use it. And even those poskim who say you should try to use a non-disposable cup, if you have nothing else, then you can rely. Then they said, even they say you can use a disposable cup.